Yeah, time now to talk a little bit of racing with Brad Davidson. And Brad, it's been a big couple of days for Denny O'Brien.
Yeah, morning boys. It definitely has, hasn't it? Won the Oaks yesterday. Outstanding performance by Miami Bounce. It's far too strong for rivals. Just outstayed him, simple as that. Put a gap on what, 3¼ length. So I think the margin was at the end. Great also for John Ramsey, the scone trainer as well.
Yeah.
Never listened down there for the Oaks and was able to get a Group 1 placing. Second spot was coming off a huge win at Scone prior by 8 lengths in a benchmark 58 and definitely stayed the trip out to 2,500 and was super to grab second there. So well done to John and the team. Obviously, decided to roll the dice and head down, and it was well worth it with a Group 1 second.
And well done to Digger McClellan too, who rode that horse. I mean, that was an outstanding stuff. What about Big Gal? He's got the fight next week, but he wants to win, and the team want to win this Group 1 in Sydney. Tiako Shark, possibly for the autumn.
Yeah, look, he looks like he's coming back to Sydney, which is great news. Queen Elizabeth's going to be the target in the autumn, it sounds like. So, obviously, he was super in the Epsom, super in the Cox Plate, and, great to see him come back and have another crack at a Group 1 in Sydney. He's already got a great following, this horse, and no doubt that'll only continue to grow in the autumn. But, yeah, Queen Elizabeth's the target there. We'll see what he goes towards in the lead-up to that. I'm guessing the Doncaster might be on the cards as well.
And, Brad, it's Sydney. It's a Saturday, so there must be a $1 million race, right?
Yeah, exactly right. $1 million golden gift for the two-year-olds there on the weekend tomorrow. Plenty of interest in that. A couple of really strong trialers. Of course, Tanker was outstanding on debut. And See You Soon is also one who... the winning margin was only narrow on debut, but her late splits were very, very strong. It was the quickest last 200 of the entire day for an early season two-year-old. It's very impressive. So got a tricky gate there, but if she gets any luck, she'll be storming home at the finish. So plenty of interest in that race, but a pretty good card right across at Rose Hill there tomorrow.
Yeah, it looks a good meeting at Rose Hill. Who do you like?
A couple of bests for me in one value. Race 1, number 4, Lucicello. I know she's about $1.95 now, but she does look hard to beat in the first. She's got that proper 3-year-old form. I love the way she trialled up recently. She's a horse that has been quite keen in the past, but she's settled better than she ever has in a recent trial. And she was park off them on the weekend, and she should have the turn of foot to just get over the top of them and win. And race 8, number 5, Crumble. Look, it's a horse that can miss a start, half a length or so, but his sectionals the other day were outstanding. The only horse last start to break 32 seconds, the last 600, 11 seconds, the last 200 of the day when he raced last time out. He's going really well, deserves to win one. I think it'd be hard to beat. He's got form around Broken Arrows, which really has been frank with Broken Arrows going out to win by about 3 or 4 lengths last time out. So $3.40 seems about right. And the best value, race 2, number 10, Two Wrongs Don't. 21's into $11, so you might get a little bit better closer to race time. But I really like this horse. I think he's the best roughie of the day and best roughie in a little while. I really liked his win last time out at Albury. He just put him to the sword. Second quickest last 200 of the day. The last 600 was 10 lengths quicker than the benchmark for the class of race he was in. And I know he's 1,600 back to 1,500, but he's a month between runs. They'll go hard here.
Bit of money around, Brad, for Humidor in that McKinnon. We had a text in. Can you ask Brad how much the pace there will be in the McKinnon tomorrow, in his opinion?
Oh, look, I haven't had a good look, to be honest. I've been concentrating on...
What have you been doing? Come on, mate.
Rose Hill. Concentrating on Rose Hill and doing a bit of form for Sunday in New South Wales as well.
Mate, so, you're not allowed to sleep. Tony Brassel doesn't sleep. You're not allowed to sleep either.
Exactly. But no, I wouldn't want to steer him one way or the other. So he'll have to have a... Oh, I'm sure there's other people with an opinion out there on the McKinnon, but, haven't had a look, unfortunately.
Good on you, Bradley. Have a great weekend, mate.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to all the parties.